Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where have you been all week? We started off by shaking the Monday morning blues with the due time crew, and we talked about the things you should never do when your ex moves on. Yes, you know, whether you've broken up amicably or whether, you know, they've left you or you left them, there are just some things that you should not do. Well, one of the things is you should not second-guess yourself. No, no, no. Listen, keep it in your head. If this is what you did, then this is what you did. Don't go back. Don't go back because, you know, at the end of the day, we never know if it's God who kind of moved us on. And if we go back and we second-guess ourselves, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, we're going to be in some kind of trouble. Well, the other thing that we should never do is don't take vengeance. Don't go out for revenge. No, that's not what we should be doing. Okay? We should definitely, you know, let God have his way in the situation. You know, just move on. You know, regardless of what they did. You know, sometimes when people cheat, you know, then we want to go after the person who they cheated on us with and all kind of things. Yeah, no, no, no. Don't bother. Don't bother. And here's the one I liked and I thought was kind of humorous. They say, don't send those quote-unquote accidental messages. Yes, listen, you know good and well. You know good and well. You meant to send that text. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. Let's not play them games. Let's not play those games. And let's just leave well enough alone. If they're an ex, then, you know, don't be doing all of that. Just handle your business and move on, okay? Okay. Well, we could not close down a Monday properly without our switch tip. And our switch tip is, this week's switch tip, ready? Protect your progress. Wow, I mean, okay, talk about something being in sync with, let's say, our talk with the due time crew as always. Yes, it always coincides somehow. Well, you know, protect your progress. And there's many a ways we can look at this thing. You know, if God has allowed us to move forward in anything, in any part of our life, especially areas where we were struggling, we can't hand our progress back. No, and that's whether we're handing it to the enemy or if we're handing it back to our crazy spirit or flesh. Yes. The devil don't get everything now. You know, sometimes we take it and we pocket it, and we got to make sure that we're not doing those kind of things, because now where are we going to feel better? How are we going to feel better if we're always protecting our mistakes instead of protecting your progress? Yes, you got to make sure you put that best foot forward. And once God has taken you in the opposite direction, then hey, let well enough alone. Okay? So our switch tip was really good and on point this week. Well, we moseyed on down to, yes, to Let's Talk About It Tuesday Church Folk Day. And we had all three of our normal panelists in the house. Amen. And we talked about the things that Christians need to just simply stop doing. Yes, okay. And, you know, it was a wonderful conversation to be had. And one of the things that we talked about was making sure that we do not fall back on our faith in front of people. Yes, we got to make sure our faith is up and, you know, front and center in front of our faith. In front of everybody, I want to say. That's what I want to say. Yes. Okay. And we talked about, hey, you can't beat the hell, yep, out of people. Yes. So you know what? Listen, there are things that we should do as Christians, and there are things that we absolutely have no business doing. Okay, so let's make sure we stay afloat and we do what we need to do and make sure each and every day that there are things, you know, that God wants us to do, and we're going to stay there. We'll just stay there, okay? All right. Well, oh, it was Wow Wednesday before you knew it, and we had gotten halfway through the week. And we started off with our girlfriend Vivian and with our socially conscious segment. And Vivian told us about the uncle and the nephew shooting at the chipmunks. And the uncle was the one who caught the bullet in the head. Yes, right where it needed to be. Anytime you take your nephew out with a loaded pistol, you got what you needed. Yes. I know it doesn't sound all that pretty, but come on. What would have happened had the kid shot himself? Yeah. How were you going to explain that to the parents or to the authorities? Okay. Well, Vivian also talked about the new birth certificates that they have intending, or, you know, have they have on their list to come out with. Well, male, female, or X. What kind of mess is that? Are we born an X? Lord have mercy. If we were born an X, we'd be in real trouble. But no, the Bible says that we have been fearfully and wonderfully made, which means that, hey, there is something that God said from the very beginning, and they have gone absolutely buck wild because, you know, here's the thing, and this is what's been on my mind ever since we heard this crazy story about changing up the birth certificate. You know, homosexuality and the gay community are actually a minority. Yeah. There are not as many gay people in this world as there are straight. And yet, look who's running amok and who's having their way. Yes, this is some sick stuff going on over here. Yep, every time you turn around, you know, they're raising a flag about this or raising a flag about that. I have never seen such craziness in my life. Yes. So that's something that we need to pay attention to. Well, our women of worship were on board. And did we get a message or did we get a message? Get it right with the Lord right now. Give the Lord your life right now. Don't wait. No, we in the really, as Pastor Kim always says, we're in our last and evil days. Yeah. You know, this is something that, you know, we are really facing some things that we never thought in a million years that we would see. And we're really seeing, you know, how God has already said that the enemy is the prince of this world. And is he acting out or what? Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but, yeah, I think we need to get ready. Okay? Because, yeah, ready now. Listen, not tomorrow. You know, tomorrow may be too late. Get ready now. And remember, that, you know, that's not only for, you know, the non-believers. No, because half of the Christian community need to get it together right now. All right? So come on, come on, come on. The great call is out there. Come on, we got to get ourselves together. Okay? Well, we could not finish off a Wednesday without getting our Faith Over Fear segment by our Pastor Charlene Bean. And, oh, yeah, she did her thing as always. Okay? And yesterday was quite an interesting conversation as we talked about being invited to the Gothic-style wedding. Yes. Yes, the young lady mandated that her guests come dressed in Gothic style, and the due time crew weighed in as to whether they would accept that invitation and go. And we finished off our conversation regarding, are you a backslider? Have you been found in a backslidden state? All these are the signs of a backslider, and I sure hope you could not say yes to that question. Okay? Yeah, before you know it, things happen, and we got to make sure, you know, God wants us to stay on our toes, and that's exactly how it's going down today. Okay? Well, we have finally, by the grace of God, reached Freestyle Friday. Oh, yeah, it's Friday. And I, for one, am happy today because I get to celebrate the completion of one project. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, when you talk about burning the candles at both ends. Yes, that's the way it's been going down for the past 3 weeks. And we are ready to celebrate and get out of this week. And God has been so gracious. He has brought us safely through another week. And oh my, I will be so happy when the day is done. Cause man, I will be able to get some level of normalcy back into my life, and I don't even know how many minutes it is that I'm going to be in a blissful sleep mode. Yes. So, we're happy because it's Freestyle Friday. and we get to do whatever we want to do. Well, listen, there are limitations to this thing, because if I had my way, y'all would be listening to the best of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph right about now. But we always got to be on the job, right? All right. Yes, we always got to be on the job. And, you know, you've hung in there with me all week, and I'm so excited to have you with me all week long. I couldn't do it with, oh, my goodness, I couldn't do it without you. So I just pray that you have had a blessed week like I have had, and that you have a wonderful, listen, we are actually in for a long extended weekend. Yes, it is the 4th of July weekend, and so, you know, some people will be doing some things, and some people will be doing some other things, so we got a weekend ahead of us, and our men are going to send us out with something special. Yes, it's always special on Fridays when we give the men their say, okay? So I get that healthy breakfast together, and make sure you tell a friend, and make sure you get settled. Because we are going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And I'm going to end the week with one of my favorite ads, PSAs. Okay? So we'll be right back.
Thank you to all the unsung heroes who have given blood, saving countless lives. Your efforts to help have not gone unnoticed, but there is still work to be done, and many more lives need to be saved. As a nurse who formerly worked in a trauma center and an emergency room, I know firsthand the importance of an adequate blood supply to save lives. We want to highlight the importance of donating blood because, simply put, donating blood saves lives. In America, someone is in need of blood every 2 seconds. Yes, every 2 seconds. So please, spread the word and tell everyone about the importance of giving blood. Take an hour out of your day and donate. Donating just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives, and any time a life can be saved, it's a wonderful thing. So remember, 1 hour, 1 pint, 3 lives saved.
Pastor Steph, and so happy to have you with us on this Freestyle Friday. Yes, it is the end of the week, and we have come through it together. And by the grace of God, He has ushered us into the end of the week without any hurt, harm, or danger. How blessed are we? How blessed are we? Okay. Well, I got some stories that I want to talk about today. And let's get to it. Let's get to it. All right. Well, here's one that I thought was pretty sad. In Texas, there was a young girl, and she FaceTimed her grandma after her parents and her sisters were murdered. And I'm bringing this up for several reasons, but let's talk about the story. Okay. It says a 10-year-old's relatives says she was shot in the arm Wednesday night. And her 1-year-old brother was also uninjured. And she got the tablet or the iPad, and she said, "Grandma, someone came in and shot me, and they killed my mom, my dad, and my sister. All of them are dead." And she had been in the house for a few minutes. They said about 15 minutes before, I guess the grandmother and everybody lived close by. And they said, unfortunately, there were no signs of forced entry. So that probably means what, as they always say, right? They knew who this person was. And that person wasn't leaving any witnesses. And here's what she did. She played dead. Mm-hmm. She played dead. She pretended like she was dead. And quick thinking preserved her life. And, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, we always talk about, you know, how these children know how to use, you know, these tablets and phones and things like that. And that's how she was able to communicate with her grandmother after the incident, after everybody was gone. And it's a terrible thing for any young child to have to go through. And but thank God that she did have the inclination to call her grandmother afterwards and show the grandmother on FaceTime the way everything looked in the apartment or in the house. And we gotta keep our children lifted in prayer, because who knows how this trauma is going to affect her later on in life. And it's something went wrong. Something went terribly wrong anytime you kill everybody, including the kids. Yes. The parents and the 6-year-old sister. And they left the 1-year-old brother uninjured, but tried to kill her too. So this is here's one of the times when them knowing how to use these devices have been beneficial. Yeah. Okay. Well, on to some other news. All right. So we have the Tokyo Games coming up. And I don't know about you, but I love the Olympics. Oh, my goodness. When you get to see how fearful and wonderfully we've been made, yeah. Because when you look and see the ability of all of these athletes, I mean, they are amazing. They are amazing. Well, it only speaks for an amazing God. So, here we are. They are now qualifying to be in these Tokyo Olympics. And lo and behold, Sha'Carri Richardson, who is a runner, sprinter in the games, was drug tested and failed. Now, here's why I'm mad. Well, number one, you got an opportunity that so many have not gotten. So many have not gotten. Hear you right in the mouth. Okay? Right in the mouth of being in the Olympics. okay? Because they were like I said, they were qualifying to be in the Tokyo Games itself. And they tested her, and here's why I am just too annoyed. Weed, you gave up your opportunity for this stupid weed. You dope weed. And oh, I'm just furious. Weed, this stupid weed. That's what you gave up all your promise for. Weed. Dag, if you're going to go out, go out. Weed? Yeah. You know why I'm mad? Because this seems to be this is the thing to do these days. Just everybody smoking weed. Well, if your next door neighbor's smoking weed, that's one thing. If your girlfriend is smoking weed, that's another thing. But you have the opportunity of a lifetime. You have so much to look forward to, and you throw your out for weed. Now, when you are, when you've tested positive, they consider it drug abuse. Substance abuse, yeah. They're not playing. And they're counting any kind of weed, CBD, anything they're counting. And they say the maximum punishment for a positive test is a years-long suspension. Okay? And you can get a one-month suspension if they say backdated to the day of the positive test, and they would reinstate some kind of time, and she could be retroactively disqualified. I mean, just come on. Listen, when you are out there and you are training, and because these people go through some serious training. This ain't no, you know, I'm going to skip rope. This is training. Here you are in the track and field, and this is what you do. You go and you smoke weed, you take that hit, and now you didn't just gave up everything. So now, you know, because you did that, you know, the fourth and fifth contenders, now they move up in line. So you didn't just gave them a place. Yeah. For some stupid weed. I'm just so disgusted. Man, I tell you. You would think that as they're, and that's why I brought up the training, because the training is intense. And you would like to think, and I'm sure a lot of them use drugs, different kinds of drugs, you know. So don't be telling me, well, Stephanie, they all use. I know. I'm talking about Shikari Richardson. I'm not talking about the next person. You know, they caught Michael Phelps with it and all kinds. I don't care. He is not on this side of the track. So, yeah, I'm mad because the American on our side of the tracks gave it up for some stupid weed. And you, no matter what you talk about to this generation, it's just not clicking with them. And let me tell you something, and we're going to talk about that this morning before we get to the men. We're going to talk about this for a little bit. You know, I have walked up on people, and people have introduced others to me, and they are reeking. Oh, my gosh. So much them, it turns my stomach and makes me want to go somewhere and just regurgitate. I mean, it is just powerful. And one day I said, let me ask you something. Clearly, this is what you do. What would happen if you just happen to go to your boy's house one day, and, you know, dad had over, you know, a friend, and this friend was a businessman who had some money. And, you know, he just happened to see you and your boy, y'all chilling, playing your little game or whatever. You know, you ain't doing nothing reckless, playing your game. And he just walked by and said, you know what, hey, you got a job? And you say, yeah, I'm, you know, I do such and such a thing. Or, no, I don't, you know, no, sir, I'm not employed right now. He says, you know what, come see me tomorrow at 9 o'clock. All you got to do is have on a shirt and tie and some shoes. Just come see me. I got an opportunity, you know, that's just opened up. And I want to give it to, you know, some of my young brothers. And you get there the next morning. Well, first of all, he couldn't even hand you a business card, because by the time he got up close enough to hand you the business card, you'd been in reeked of weed so badly, he wouldn't even want to give it to you. But just in case he did not walk up that close on you and you just happened to have that opportunity to wake up the next morning, you didn't borrow that shirt and tie because you ain't got one in your closet, and you get over there to that office at 9 o'clock in the morning and you make that appointment on time, front and center. Your hair was already did, had your nice little haircut going on, and you didn't brush your teeth and, you know, took your good shower this morning. And he says, well, okay, well, you know what? He says, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z. So in order for you to get the job, you don't have to have no experience. But my insurance company mandates that I drug test everybody. What's going to happen? What happens? You can't pass the drug test because, no, you and your boy have been smoking weed. I don't know what it's going to take for this generation. I don't know what it's going to take for this generation to just. And he just stood looking at me. He was like, wow, that's true. Why am I thinking like this and you have no concept of that type of thought in your head? None. Not one time did you think about how you could just throw away your future. You didn't have to have any experience or anything. You just had to be the minimum age of 18. The prime opportunity has met you at the door. You didn't have to do a thing. Do you know how many people have gotten a job just like that? And here you would have given it up because you can't pass that drug test. For weed. Weed. So it's just, when I think about, when I read that this morning, I was pissed. I was like, you know what? Nah, come on, girl. You can't be joking. I mean, you got to be joking. You got to be joking. Yes, you got to be joking. Yes, this is what we're doing now. This is what we're doing. We're handing over all of our opportunity. You in the mouth of this here, and you have to give away everything. And the reason why I say everything is because, you know, somebody said, well, you know, yeah, she could get another opportunity. Excuse me. I remember a biblical account where Jesus said, listen, don't move. Stay right here. Because if you miss it, if you move, you're going to miss it. Who's to say we got another opportunity? You could say that to me? You could say, oh, yeah, well, she missed it, and, you know, there's always another chance. We don't know that. We don't know that. We were just talking the other day about the mercy and grace of God, people leaning on that mercy and grace of God. Everybody's just anticipating that God's going to give this mercy and grace. He does. But there are times when he does not. And people have blown. That's why I always said, you know, well, you can't miss what you never had. Excuse me, you better go back in the Bible and you better pay attention to what it says. Jesus clearly said the Holy Spirit was coming back. And if you ain't here, you as good as missed it, brother. So we do miss opportunities. And there's no guarantee that it's coming back. And if it does come back, is it going to be at the same level? Come on. I'm just done right now. I'm just done. So my last little conversation of our news is going to be, which I found very, very interesting, And I want to talk about this one today with my brothers. Well, Howard University offered Felicia Rashad a job. Here we go. Here we go with these opportunities. Here we go with this opportunity. I'm trying to find the job that they offered her. I forgot. It's some big time thing. I just saw it. But anyway, they offered her a big time job position over in the university. And see, this social media ain't the best thing for everybody, because all of a sudden, much to a lot of people's surprise, Bill Cosby was released from prison. And he only served 3 years of his 3 to 10, and he's out. And my girl tweeted and put on Instagram, let me get the quote, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." And they were furious over at Howard University. Okay, she was being named the new dean of College of Fine Arts. Okay, and this was an area that was being renamed to Chadwick Boseman, who was a former student there. And they offered her a job. She accepted the job, and that's what she tweeted and put on Instagram. And they were furious. They were furious, and they want her fired. They want to fight. And they hashtag bye Felicia. Yep. And in the past, here's what she said. "I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wish is for healing." Well, another move that cost you your future. Woo, baby. Well, they are also bringing up her comment from back in 2015 when she said, "Forget these women." And she was talking about Janice Dickinson and Beverly Johnson, who had accused Bill Cosby of his behavior, if you will. So, another one. Because you got to share everything with the world. Now they calling for your head. Get rid of her. Now, I want to know from you all, is this something that she should be fired for? 347-285-7777. Come on, talk back to me. Is this something that's like, hey, oh yeah, you raising flags for him? Okay, well, you know what? Fine Arts will do fine without you here on this college campus, because we don't want to hear from you anymore. Yeah, they are not taking this lightly. Stop telling everything. Get up off this social media and this Instagram. Something as simple as that. Let me reread the quote. Something as simple as, "Finally," in all caps with several exclamation points, "a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." So let's break this down. So in other words, you're saying that he was in jail for something that he was found guilty of, and he shouldn't have been there. So when they let him out, they were fixing something that they had done wrong. So he shouldn't have been in jail for being found guilty of sexual abuse. That's what you're saying. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I got it wrong. You know, Stephanie don't always get it right. Maybe I got it all twisted. Because, you know, the brain has been fried for a few weeks. So I need y'all to speak back to me. I need you. Come on, come on, come on. 347-285-7777. Hit me back or hit Shantice and tell her what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And let's talk about this morning. So let's get to chatting with our men. Let's say good morning to our Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
Well, I'm having it a hard time convincing these people that you're not doing well when you bust up with that one. I am well, thank you. How are you feeling this morning?
I am. This is one of my better days.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. So happy to have you on. And we've been talking about some things. Well, let's talk about Sha'Carri Richardson, who tests positive in the Tokyo Olympics. Please help me understand what's going on.
Well, I kind of missed that story, so I'm not sure what the dynamic is. But to me, anybody that tests positive in anything, you know, I got an issue with. I got an issue with. I heard you talking about, you know, opportunities with jobs and stuff. And, you know, with my particular job here, my first question at an interview is, don't waste my time. Like, you're going to pass the drug test. I don't even want to know about you. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know what your experience. I want to know if you're going to pass the drug test. And then what people don't realize here is that we have a little cup. And as soon as you say, yes, I'm going to pass, okay, go to the bathroom. Here you go. We don't send you out for drug tests. We do it in-house. So we don't give you a chance to get that cranberry juice. You know, because they've been listening to Pastor Steph, but people don't realize that cranberry juice washes you out from weed, too. So they don't have time to get that cranberry juice and wash out their system, because we do it right on the spot.
Wow. See? You see what I'm talking about? Due time listeners, it's there. It's there. And that's exactly what I was talking about a person walking up on you and saying, hey, you know, come see me in the morning. Because let me tell you something. They have been known to cut your hair. Everybody ain't going for the piss test. And I'm going to say it just like that. Everybody ain't handing you a cup. Of 20 years, I was in HR. At the top of the chain of HR, everybody ain't handing you a cup. Let me tell you something. I'll never forget when I went for the post office to be hired at the post office. I passed my training. They called me, Pastor Kale, and said, all right, come on in. And I had to do two things. I can't remember the other thing, but they said, we have to drug test you. I said, okay, no problem, because I don't use drugs. Ain't no big deal. Well, honey, I got there, and the lady handed me the cup, and she proceeded to walk with me to the bathroom.
Don't flush the toilet.
Excuse me. No. There were no doors on the stall.
Ooh, okay.
No. I was going for like a machine. I wasn't going out for a carrier. I passed for like when you key in the information to send the mail. That's what I was being hired for. And when we walked back. And I looked at the two stalls, and I'm like, well, where the hell are the doors? That's exactly what I said. Where the hell are the doors? And she was like, oh, no. She said, you know, you have to use the bathroom here. She said, and I'll be standing right here. Yes, she did.
Right.
So, just like you said, you ain't got all that kind of time, you know, to be sweet. Because I'm going to tell you something else. I used to have a friend years ago. I had a friend who smoked weed every day. He smoked weed every day. And he used to walk around with a bottle of urine from his kids, so that if they, when he got to work, if they asked him to test, because they would do arbitrary testing, he would just go in the bathroom, put that in the cup, and hand it back. So yeah, I guess the post office and other people.
Can I just say? I just want to say one more thing when you're talking about be careful with social media. Because you have employees like me that when your resume comes across my desk, before I call you, I go on your Facebook page. And I see what kind of pictures and what kind of activity that you have. And I know whether, one, I'm going to ask you for a piss test, or two, whether I'm not going to call you at all. So sometimes, you know, your pictures and your lifestyle, you know, will block you from getting a good job.
That's right.
You know, people are going on your social media now. And seeing what kind of person you are, because some folks interview well, you know, but they live a double life.
And you ain't hiring for no stockbroker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you're not hiring for that kind of position. So can you imagine when you are going for bigger positions? And just like I said, you know, some of these businesses, the insurance company mandates that they are drug tested. So, you know, it's not even necessarily whether you as an employer really want to be bothered with that or not. You know, so just like you said, you know, you before you even getting, you know, so think about all the people who are on social media smoking weed, and you just filled out an application, and now Pastor KL goes and pulls up your Facebook page. And this is what he sees you doing. So even if you got there and said, no, I'll pass. Really? Really? Okay. When I saw you yesterday posting that, you know, you with the blunt in your hand, KL, they blowing opportunities.
Right.
Well, here was the case. Shikari Richardson was, she is, a sprinter in the Olympics, and they were qualifying. She passed the qualification in the track and field, but when they drug test her, she weed was the culprit. Weed. That's why I'm annoyed. Weed. You ain't went for no hard drug. You went for weed, dummy.
Well, that's
weed.
That's why she passed the qualification. She was high as hell.
So that was the story. That was the story that you missed. Something nice and simple. Weed.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So now all the
You must have got it from Lady Tamika.
Right, in that backyard, right? Yeah. Well, I tell you. Yeah, well, number 3, 4, and 5 got to move up thanks to her. So.
Wow.
You know, they have, you know, you could be suspended for a year, you could be suspended for a month. My thing is, if they suspended you for a day, that was too much, because you're not getting these opportunities all the time. And somebody might say, and that's why I addressed, you know, don't come here talking about, well, you know, it's not the end of the world, you know, she'll get another chance. We don't know that. But let's talk about that for a minute before we go to Brother Al. What's your thought on this? And especially coming from you, especially coming from what you just said. You just said, I'm peeping your Facebook. I'm going to ask you the drug test right in front of me. Is there another chance?
No. There's not another chance. I mean, because, listen, you only got, I always say that you get one chance to make a first impression. And if my first impression of you is this, then I don't know that I'm going to come back from this, because I have too much that stands in the balance. You understand what I'm saying? I have too much, you know, on my side now. You know, now I got you dealing with money. I got you dealing with merchandise. I got you dealing with, you know, a lot of stuff. You know, I got you dealing with other people. I don't know that I can entrust you with all of this. And as the runner, you know, you train for all this time, you know, to get to the Olympics, you train for years. And now
that's
because
right.
of this, they don't know if I – listen, you are the face of the brand, okay?
Yep.
So you are the face of the Olympics. You are the face of whatever company you work for. You are the brand. You know, I can't afford for you to stain my brand, no matter how fast
yep.
you are, no matter how great in customer
yep.
service you are, no matter how well you count your money, no matter how many accounts you get for the business, you are the brand. And if at one point
mm-hmm.
someone sees you as tarnishing the brand, then I lose.
Yep. Big time. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
You lose big time. Because I'm going to also go back to insurance. I'm also going to go
right.
back to the insurance claim. Do you think that they got, God forbid, you run in and because you are intoxicated, now you move the wrong way and now something happens
mm-hmm.
on, or you do something wrong, or you over there, you know, lollygagging and playing around and do something on them people premises, and now
right.
they got insurance
right.
claims all over the place. Come on, you're a liability. You're not an asset any longer. We're
right.
getting into another.
Right.
Not
right.
only that, I'm going to tell you something else ain't nobody paying attention to, Pastor KL. You in another country. You going to Tokyo
right.
Olympics. You ain't even in America. So go ahead over there and let them catch you with any level of drugs.
And now
ain't
you represent America.
That's right. That's right. Anybody think about this kind of stuff?
People are already talking about us because of
that's
different
right.
things, because of old presidents
that's
or
right.
new presidents. Or, you understand what I'm saying? Now you just give them
yes.
more fuel for the fire.
Yep. Yep. Big time.
And then in a country where everybody's so disciplined, you know what I mean? Now we show
right.
how undisciplined we are.
Right, right, right. And during the first time we are here after the COVID experience, so where everything
right,
was
right,
locked
right,
down,
right.
now everything is opening up. So this particular games is going to have a certain ring to it that other games
right.
will never have. Because this is post-COVID.
Right.
So now you over here messing around, you get over there, they catch you with, now you got possibly going to jail. For, you want to be in Tokyo jail? It just, ain't nobody thinking. I'm serious, Pastor Gail. Come on, you know, she better take a look at Locked Up Abroad. Yeah, these people are
they don't have bread and water, they have sushi.
Okay, and they ain't got cable TV, and they ain't got where you bathing every day. No,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to get caught up, and now you've got some kind of record, and they holding you now. See, you ain't gone for the
right.
2.5 weeks or the 3 weeks, you know, there, and now you up out of there. Now
mm-hmm.
you in there for a month, 2 months, a year, whatever their penalty is. For being caught,
right.
you know, with any level of drugs. So come on, you're just being real stupid and reckless right now. I'm just annoyed to the root of my bones. I'm annoyed with her. Oh my goodness. I'm coming back. I'm coming back, Pastor KL. Thank you for joining us today. Let's talk to Brother Al. Good morning, Brother Al.
Ciao. Top of the morning. Oh, yeah. Good to hear Pastor Kale. Glad you're feeling better, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Brother Al. What's going on with our peoples? And this throwing away opportunity for marijuana, for weed. Well, what's your thought here on this particular story?
Oh, my God. I've just been sitting here shaking my head the whole time, you know. You know, because people think, okay, it's a small drug and it's okay. Not realizing this stuff stay in your system, number one, for 30 days after you smoke. And then on top of that, you know, you embarrass a couple of entities here. You embarrass the country and you embarrass us. They already think bad
wow.
of us. And here you go, gonna do some nonsense like this. You know, and then people don't realize that, do you know what it takes? to be picked. Out of all these people, it's so many
yep.
people that's
yep.
going for this position to represent
yep.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you one of the best to outdo all mm-hmm. these people from all over, and then you're going to do something stupid like this.
Yep. For weed. That's where I'm stuck right now. Weed. That's where I'm stuck. I'm stuck there. Weed. What's for no?
Well, I
no,
guess
no,
you
no,
thought
it was going to
make you run
drug.
Faster.
Okay.
If I smoke this from the ground, they're going to make me run faster. Really? Come on, people.
I don't know. This is definitely a come on, people, opportunity. You know, let's stick a pin here with you for a minute. You know, you're an older, you know, a seasoned individual. And we think about how many times in your lifetime that you were offered that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then you go, And it's so funny because I know a few people who had great opportunities, and because of weed. And like I was laughing when you said, you know, somebody smoked weed every day. I know a person, too. We used to call him Stay High. That was his nickname, Stay High. Every single day. Every single Stay High. Yo, Stay High was good, bro. Every day. I'm like, bro, I had to get to the point where I was like, yo, you don't get tired of that stuff, man? I mean, first thing in the morning, before breakfast, anything. I'm like, yo, you don't get tired of that, bro, every single day? And then he lost a good job. They was pushing, again, the dumb weed. Here you go get ready to get pushed up to a manager. You knew it. You had time to get your system clean, and he did good. And then it caught down a couple days before he got to go get drug tests. He going to smoke weed. I'm just looking at him. Are you serious, bro? Are you serious? Now he's sitting there. Now, and then they killed me with the remedies, right? He knew it, and he was like, man, I messed up, Al. And I'm like, come on, bro, are you serious? Now he in there drinking vinegar, about to kill himself drinking raw vinegar. Somebody told him vinegar helped get it out the system. So he drinking raw vinegar, about to kill his food self. And I'm like, yo. Then all this stuff went in there, he found it. I just looked at him. I said, man.
Wait, Al. After he went and did all of that, he still failed?
Still failed. Drunk the vinegar almost killed his food self. Drinking shot glasses of it. I said, bro, you know you're not supposed to drink vinegar like that? It will mess your stomach up? Man, somebody told me it gets the weed out the system. I said,
oh,
okay.
My God.
All right, bro, I hear you. Let me know how it works out for you.
Somebody who was high told him how to get the weed out of his system. Oh, my goodness, Brother Al. I'm telling you. It is crazy.
And
well,
I know a female did the same thing. Got offered a job, passed herself. She got offered a job because if you see this woman's resume off the chain, like she got so much experience with everything. Got an offer in this big company to make $80,000 a year. And the thing about it, when she went there, it was another black young lady that was there, because it wasn't many of us there at all in this company. And when she saw her, she smiled like, oh, wow, here come another one of us. And she's smart. And she helped her do everything to get in position. They offered her the job. Jay, you got the job. All you got to do is pass the drug test. Take a wild guess what happened. She failed the drug test over weed.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my God. What is wrong
Done.
With you?
Dumb. So dumb. Goodness.
Dumb.
Created
yes.
style
yes,
over
indeed.
Weed? I guess you needed to go smoke some weed after that. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Woo, baby. Thank you, Brother Al. We coming back. Let's say good morning to our Minister A.J. Good morning, Minister A.J.
Good morning. Yiggity-yang, yiggity-yang-yang.
Oh, good morning. Listen, what's going on with your peoples? Giving away the opportunity of a lifetime for some weed. Because she smoked weed.
Because we always complain about the other man and now we have the opportunity, and we mess it up. Always everybody else's fault. Let's go right. Let's go do this. And now we have the opportunity of a lifetime, and probably an opportunity that you're never ever going to get again, you know, in this manner. You mess it up. It's unbelievable. Four down back. Crazy.
Yep. Yep. Minister AJ, let's talk about this, because since you brought it up, we talked about getting this opportunity and maybe never getting this opportunity again. We kind of touched on it with Pastor KL because of what he does. But you have two athletes. You're raising two athletes. And, you know, we know even in life, in our general life, everything does not come back around a second time. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. I've been having this conversation with my daughter, who at 12 years old ranked top 20 in the country. And then at 16, I was like, what's going on with you? You know, because she had, you know, gotten so a little cocky. And I was like, listen, you have to understand. And what she would do is when she played against the top seeds, she come out blazing. She come out her A game. But when she play against the girls who can't really play, she thinks it's a day off. And I told her, I said, you're getting ready to mess up every opportunity. That's not the time for you to take a day off. No, what you do is come out. Use your head. You put up a quick 25 points, 30 points, and you let them sit you on the bench. Don't come out now and don't play hard. That's going to be the time where the scouts are watching you. You know, we got you in all these leagues. Is what you want to do, don't mess up that opportunity. You know, and also back to the spiritual thing. I said, listen, you got to get back to the word of God. Now, every Monday and Friday, we in the Bible, because it doesn't matter who else is doing what. You know God. You know of God. You know, you, and that's what it is. You got to seize the opportunity. It don't always come back around. No.
Does not always come back around. Thank you for giving that, instance, example. You know, it's I'm feeling like we need to stay here and just talk about, you know, we've been talking about backsliding and, you know, all of the components that indicate that you're backsliding. And some, let me pull up my little list here, but something that comes off the top of my list was, you know, when you don't read the Bible, when you don't want to help, when you no longer want to give, when you no longer want a fellowship, you know, all of these things that, you know, you were once vibrant about. You know, you can't be in a backslidden state if you were never there. And you've gotten there. And now you're backsliding. So you could even say in her instance that even this Sha'Carri Richardson, that she was not a spiritual backslidden state, but like Minister AJ said, you know, hey, you now you feel like, you know, you could coast like that. You know, it don't matter to you. Because let me tell you something. You know they're going to drug test you. This ain't no surprise. They've drug tested others and they have failed. So now all of a sudden they're not going to drug test your set. You already know this. But on a spiritual level, you know, how often do we give up opportunity and we run that risk because we now take our eye off the prize and now we find ourselves in a backslidden state? Pastor KL, let's talk about that.
You know, that's funny. I believe me and my younger brother, Minister AJ, was talking about this the other day. You know, sometimes when you first get saved and, you know, you first give your life to Christ, you have so much zeal and you have so much hunger and you want to save the world and you want to do all this stuff. And then, you know, you learn a couple of scriptures under your belt and, you know, people recognize you as a minister or something, and just because you know a few scriptures. And then all of a sudden you think that you don't have to press hard anymore. And all of a sudden your zeal starts to go because people already see you for who you are. You know, saying as that minister, or as that evangelist, but deep down inside, you really have not achieved that. You know, and God sometimes says, listen, where is that zeal you had when you first met me? Well, where is that hunger you had when you first wanted to know about me? You know, what happened to it? You know, and even with Mary and Martha, when they were saying, if you were here, my brother would not have died. Well, Jesus is plainly saying, well, listen, show me where you laid it down at. I need to pick this thing back up in your life so that you could have the hunger again. You know, a lot of times, even for the young lady, she made it to the Olympics. So in her mind, I have arrived. I am one of the best. So I don't have to do anything. You know, when you believe that you have arrived and that people are singing your name, you know, and then you're not continuously doing your homework. Listen, let me tell you something. If you lose weight today, if you don't continue to do what you did to lose that weight, you will be fat again.
Yep.
It will happen again.
Yep.
You know, what yep. Listen, if you got married and you got this woman, whatever you did to get this woman, you got to continue to do that and more to keep this woman. Just because you get the prize today does not mean that you're going to be the heavyweight champ forever, because somebody is in the wing ready to beat you.
Amen. You know, it's funny because we've spoke, as you were talking and you were bringing up each of those things, we've talked about that all week. If you think about it, you know, Shantice's switch tip was protect your progress. Now, if this ain't a prime example of protecting your progress, and all that you said was protect your progress, and everything you just said boiled down to protect your progress. We talked about the weight loss this week and how we just throw back, you know, all that hard work. You know, when we talked about there was a device that you put on, you know, where you would only drink liquids and they lock your jaw. It locks your jaw. And we talked about, well, when you finish, you're not going to live off of liquids for the rest of your life. Once you start eating, you will start gaining the weight back again. So, you know, all week we've been talking about, you know, do it now and make sure you keep it up. So, you know, it was protect your progress is exactly what you just got finished saying. Brother Al, we're talking about, you know, listen, you've gotten there. You know, God has blessed you to get there. And what you going to do with it now?
Well, man, that was a great word that Pastor Carol said, and it's true. Protect your progress. You know, what happens is we get things and we get comfortable. And once we get comfortable, it's like, okay, I'm good now, not knowing that the next person is coming up. You know, a perfect example, like Minister A gave me, and him spoke about the basketball thing, because that's what I do as far as coaching and playing myself. And we get comfortable, you know. People don't understand. You up at that top spot. Somebody coming for that spot. You cannot get comfortable. So you have to keep your progress going. You even have it sometimes, let's get away from the sport. Driving your car. You sit in the house and say, you know, Lord, give me traveling mercy as I go out here. You go out here and you drive. You almost get in the accident. You didn't get in the accident, but you almost did, and you avoided it. And you still going off and carrying on. Oh, you cut me off. Didn't you just ask God for traveling mercy? He just gave it to you. You could have been in the accident, but you didn't. So, again, we have to protect that progress. And you work hard and you get up there, all that, the weight loss, like you were saying, that's a way of life. You don't just say, okay, well, you know what, for this month here, I lost 10 pounds this month. All right, I'm good. Let me go back to these burgers and stuff. I'm good now. You're going to put 30 pounds on now. So it's like you got to protect that. You got to protect that and keep going forward. Even when we're in the church, you know, some people feel, oh, I joined the church now. Oh, I'm good. I was one of them, you know, just learning, you know, from getting back in the church, just learning. Okay, I joined the church now and I'm good. Not realize, okay, you joined the church, that's good. Now there's work to do. You got to learn God's word so you can spread God's word. You can't go back to your old ways. You can't get mad and curse people out. You got to look over that. You got to love your neighbor, that person that did something wrong to you. You know what? I still got to love them. So now there's work to do. So we have to keep that in mind. But we get, you got to keep doing what you're doing to keep where you're at and move further.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely, absolutely. Minister AJ, you know, I gave the analogy to Jesus, who told the disciples, you know, hey, don't move from here. Wait right here, because something's, you know, on its way, pretty much. And if you move, you're going to miss it. Ah! That indicates to us we're not going to necessarily get that second chance. What say you about the verse? Let's talk about that verse or that passage.
Yes, you know, I'm going to try to explain it in my own words. Training will get you there. It'll get you where you're going, but process will help you maintain where you've gotten. Training has to do with you as a person. Process has to do with you being connected with God and allowing God to shine through you and prove that you're supposed to be there. See, if when you're trained, you're just trained to do that particular assignment. I can imagine the extensive training that she had to go through to get to the Olympics. But because you don't know the value, you didn't go through the process with God of denying yourself, of staying with him, you didn't know the value of where you were at. So you messed up all of that training.
That's good. That's good.
For a bag of wheat. And the process says you do it based on the way God is telling you to do it. So when people are talking about you, you stay silent because you know you're blessed. When people are misusing you, you still pray for them. That's process. Process is not doing something based on the condition, but doing it based on how God told you to do it. That's the difference. And process teaches you how to not only get to a place, but do it the way God is. And even when the conditions are not right, I might want to smoke this weed right now because of how I'm feeling, the pressure. But guess what? This is an opportunity now where I can put on the garments of praise and allow God to be God.
Come on, sir.
Amen, 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 amen.
Pastor Steph, can I just piggyback on that? Let me just say this. For those of you who knew that who know that I'm hurting, and you know, I've been in pain for quite some months now. But I'm learning that even in this pain, there's a process. You know, and instead of cursing God, instead of murmuring or complaining, I'm dealing with the process. And sometimes people jump out of this thing and they smoke and they drink because they don't want to deal with the process. But everything that you go through, God has you going through for a reason. It becomes a testimony for not only you, but for somebody else that has to be able to push through the process. So even while you're in your pain, even while you're in your dilemma, even while you're in your financial crisis, it's just a process. And know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that he'll be with you even until the end. And since we realize that it's not the end yet, God is still with you. Just go through the process.
Amen, amen, amen. Woo, amen. I tell you, get you started, can't shut you down. Amen. Amen. It says a lot when, you know, we look at this as just news, or, you know, it's just, you know, this or just that. But as the gentlemen have given example, it's more than that. It's more than that. It's, you know, there's more to this than we have even mentioned today. And, man, let me tell you something. Let one of these girls have had that opportunity. They wouldn't have a key to the house for a long time. No. You can't have no key to this house no more. No. You can't come back in no more. Oh, my goodness. All right, gentlemen, let's shift gear for a little bit. Let's talk about Felicia Rashard, who tweeted and went to Instagram to say, finally, let me quote her correctly, because I ain't gonna have a second chance to do this. Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. Now, that is what she responded to was Bill Cosby being released after spending 3 years in prison, 3 years of a 3 to 10 sentence for sexual abuse. And we know how many women came forward to accuse him of sexually abusing them unknowingly. And he went down for just one, really, because they mentioned it in the article. They mentioned her name. And the Howard University alumni and students want her fired from her dean's position. And I guess they don't feel she's worthy if she's celebrating a sexual abuser. Because technically now, he's supposed to register as a sex offender. Anytime you go to jail for a sexual abuse prosecution, you're supposed to register as a sex offender. So what do you think about them wanting her off and out of the Howard University business, Pastor KL?
Well, I think it's kind of wrong. You know, I mean, listen, you have freedom of speech. You know, and that's what has been given to us. And she just shared her opinion. It doesn't take away from who she is. You know, she's still a great woman. You know, she wasn't the offender. You know, she didn't do all that stuff. So I think it's wrong. And I could be biased or sexist, but it seems to me that it's a bunch of women from Howard University who don't want her there. You know, because they're offended by the whole thing. So I think even that, you know, it's a sexist thing. So what's the difference? You know, either way you look at it, you know, you've offended somebody.
Interesting concept. Okay. Brother Al, what's your thought?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with Pastor Kale to a certain degree. We do have freedom of speech. We have the right to say what we want to say. But when you're in a certain status, like, it's a difference of her saying that and Pastor Steph saying that because of her level and where she's at. So it happens to athletes all the time. They say a certain thing, oh, you lost it. You know, so it is true that we have freedom of speech, but in your position, because of where you at, you have to be careful of things you say because people going to take it and they're going to run with it, you know. And you have to be careful of a perfect example where I showed these kids. There was this young man who played football really well, got a football scholarship. But what he did, he on Facebook celebrating with his friends and smoking and all this stuff, and they took away his scholarship. The college saw it and was like, oh, we don't want this guy representing our college, and they took his scholarship away. So when you're in a certain standard, you got to be careful on what you say because I think they're doing it because she got people looking up to her. Like, so she can't say certain things. Unfortunately, that's the way it is when you're at a level. LeBron James, he can't say certain things. When you got them people that's high up there, you just can't say certain things. And then on top of that, he admitted that he did drug the woman. So you were guilty because you admitted it. So and then for you to defend that, it's like, wow, okay, you know, where your mindset at? So you got to be careful what you say when you're at a certain status.
Okay. Minister AJ, what's your thought?
My thought is simple. We got to learn the power of silence. Everything doesn't need to be said. And maybe she would have got an opportunity at a later date to express herself. And sometimes we, as soon as something comes to our head, we write in it and we're saying it, but we don't take time to really ponder and think it through before we do it. You know, Nick Cannon said some stuff over the air and got his show bounced from MTV. Like, you gotta be careful of what you say. And I don't know. I guess because it's something that God's been dealing with me. The problem silence. You don't have to say everything. And a lot of times when you wait just that moment, because the Bible says be slow to speak. You know, be slow to speak. And when you're slow to speak, sometimes God will give you a better way to say the same thing. Just take a moment with the Father and think.
Okay, okay. So my question is, when she says a wrong was now made right by letting him out after 3 years, and my understanding is you're backing him. And now it can be seen as, you know, from women, like Pastor KL said, because that's probably who's got the loudest voice here, you're saying it's okay for someone to have sexually abuse someone, and you're saying it's fine. What would be wrong with that? And I'll start with you, Pastor KL. That's how they're reading this. That you're saying it's okay.
Yeah, if that's the concept, then I'm in agreement with them, because it's never okay to do that. You know, and again, you know, everything, including the Bible, has its own interpretation. You know, however you read it is the interpretation that you're going to get. So if that's the interpretation they got, then yeah, I'm inclined to be with them. You know what I'm saying? But is it, you know, finally this man who's 84, 80-something, finally gets out of jail and gets to live the rest of his life, you know, outside with his family? You know, I mean, think about how long a lot of this stuff has happened before people came to the light, you know. So finally, you know, he, 2 days. I don't know if people been in jail, but 2 days in jail, you done served your time. You done learned your lesson. You know, you talking about 3 years for an 80-something-year-old man. Yeah, finally, he's out of there. I'm sure at this point, he ain't going to think about it. He don't even want to kiss a meal, let alone trying to sexual harass somebody else at this point. So, yeah, I think it's the interpretation of it. If that's how you interpret it, that she is supporting that, you know, his wrong, then I understand that. But, again, it's how you interpret it.
Okay, okay, okay. So let me read it to you and let me get your interpretation. Let me read it to you again. Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. So what's your interpretation of that?
Well, hold on. Yeah. Again, I can do it. I can read it two ways. I can read it their way, you know, and then I can read that finally, you know, he's gotten out. You know, they shouldn't have gave him all the, you know, you can look at it, they shouldn't have gave him all these years in the first place. She might not have agreed on how many years he got. So finally, you know, he's coming out. You know, it doesn't, listen, he got let go on a technicality. It doesn't say that he got let go because he was innocent, but it was a technicality.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's the real reason why he won, you know. And then think about it. Now let's get spiritual now. If he got out on a technicality, could have been the prayers of the righteous.
For what?
That prayed about it.
Wait. So the prayers of the righteous, would have been saying what?
I mean, praying that he be released.
For what?
What do you mean for what? Because he's 80-something years old.
But he admitted to sexually abusing someone. So we're supposed to be praying. So the prayer of the righteous is saying what? That's I'm trying to catch this here. I'm only trying to catch this.
First of all, keep him from any hurt, harm, or danger. You understand what I'm saying? And listen, when you're known or when you're somebody, you know, and you go to prison, you get it. You know, people think that you're on a resort. sometimes you got it harder than a lot of other folks. You know, so we pray that God cover him and keep him. And listen, you already know that sometimes at midnight, them doors open.
Interesting. Okay. Come on, Brother Al. How are you interpreting the statement?
Well, I'm seeing it a whole different way, and I'm not speaking for anybody but me on what, when I hear that, I speak that she's supporting what he did. You know, she's supporting what he did because she's saying unjust is being, how is it being rectified when he agreed, when he admitted that he sexually abused somebody? And people get caught up, oh, he's 84. I don't care if he's 104. You did a crime. And that's what people, they thought, fellas, simply, I don't care about that. You did a crime. Just like the lady that they was talking a while back about the lady who lied on Emmett Till. I don't care how old you are. You should go to jail for what you did. If you don't want to, or you 80-something or whatever, you don't want to do it, then don't do the crime. I'm sorry. You do the crime, and then you want people to feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry. Don't get me wrong. I love Bill Cosby. I've been watching him since I was growing up. But you did wrong, and you should pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, since I was a little boy watching Fat Albert and all that good stuff. But you know what? You committed a crime. You committed a crime.
Brother Al, the Jell-O pudding pop don't mean nothing?
Don't mean nothing. I still would eat it, but you wouldn't. I still would eat the pudding pop. I'm going to eat the Jell-O. I'm going to eat the pudding pop. But you still did a crime. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Oh, go ahead,
you know
what
happens when we start looking past things because of certain reason, right? Like I did, just real quickly, I did a thing like that with the kids I mentored just to show them something, right? There was a man that went into the store. He was home, you know, he lost his job. He had two kids. He went in the store and he stole food, right? And I asked the kids, I said, you know, he got caught by the cops, they arrested him and everything. And I asked people, not just the kids, I asked people, should he got arrested for that? And everybody was like, well, no, you know, I mean, he had kids that was hungry. And so we cannot defer the law just because you're in an incident. I said, he still committed a crime. I understand that his kids was hungry. I understand that he lost his job. But there are a lot of programs out there. So we can't just defer the law just because people are in certain situations. He's an older man. You shouldn't have did the crime.
Okay. All righty. Minister AJ, what's your interpretation of the statement that she made?
My interpretation is that, to me, she was basically saying he was thrown in there wrongfully, you know, like he wasn't guilty. You know, that's the way I'm getting it, you know. You know, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but that's the way I'm taking it. Like, you know, there was some injustice done on his part, you know, and now, you know, them overturning or letting him out on a technicality that now justice is, you know, being served. That's the way I'm reading.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we have a comment from a listener. 347-285-7777. We got a couple extra minutes, so feel free to send your comments into Shantice. Let's say good morning, Shantice, and let's hear what the listeners got to say. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm doing well, thank you. Good. What are the listeners saying today?
Okay, so real quick, I just received a comment about the whole marijuana thing with the job.
Okay.
And a comment they sent in, where is the conflict with employees when different states have legalized marijuana? I'm sure some people in prominent positions are smoking weed, not just in their homes.
So I'm asking, listener, so you can respond to this. So are we making this comparison? That's what I'm hearing.
Now, is my interpretation wrong when you say the part about other people using this thing here, Shanti's?
I'm sure some people in prominent positions are smoking weed, not just in their home.
So what does that mean? I'm curious. Help me, listener. Respond to that, please. 347-285-7777. You already got that number. I need to know what that means. Because if it sounds to me, if I'm interpreting it, you know, I don't know. I don't want to respond before I get the proper interpretation. Because we're talking about giving up opportunity. So you're right. You know, now certain states allow you to smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. We talking about giving up opportunities. I'm sorry. I don't see the connection. So help me with the connection, okay? And I'm looking forward to hearing it. Please do not let this broadcast go down today, and we not get that clarity from you.
I want to hear it too. I want to hear it too.
Oh, well, Pastor Kale says he wants to hear it, so you better come up with it. Oh my goodness! All right. Do you have
Pastor Steph?
Yes. You want to hear it too?
I'm sorry, just real quick. What people don't understand, yes, it is legal in certain states.
No, we're not commenting. Brother Al, we're not commenting
okay,
yet.
No,
that's
why
I said, give
okay,
up.
Okay,
no, no, no,
okay.
Don't say anything yet. That's why
I said I want clarity.
That's why I'm not even responding. I want clarity to make sure we get exactly what that the listener wants us to understand. Okay?
Okay.
Shantice, we got, do we have a response to the Felicia Rassard comment?
Yes, we do. We have someone said that the way they're interpreting her comment is like, okay, so you have Bill Cosby who committed that crime, but then you have other white males who commit the same crime and they get a slap on the wrist and they don't do any time or very little. So she was probably saying, like, finally, you know, they're not going to make a black man pay for what he did, because had he been white, most likely, it wouldn't have gone down like that.
Oh, boy, these interpretations are pretty broad. Okay. I'll take it.
Can I give a quick comment?
I was going to ask you, do you have one?
Yeah, real quick. So for the marijuana case, as soon as you said it was for marijuana, I was in here tap dancing because I know we're not supposed to be praying against, like, for bad things to happen to people, but one of my prayers has been that God allows them to see that just because it has been legalized in some states, it can still be detrimental to your progress and you can still be penalized for smoking it, and you cannot have a Stay High nickname and think you about to be popping out in the street. It just don't work like that, you know. But the law is trying to convince you that you can by, you know, legalizing it. But no, so I was so happy that it was something as simplistic as weed to show that it can still mess you up.
Okay, there's a prayer for the righteous. Prayers of the righteous.
this big misinterpretation that you know, you can have all these goals and everything, but you can still be out buying dime bags. Like, come on, like, stop. And then how old are we? You know, it's like, come on, you're not 30. Okay, for the Felicia.
Do they still sell dime bags? Do they still sell dime bags?
Yes. Wow. She said Shantice. Like,
yes.
You must know for a reason.
Unfortunately, that's why I ask, how old are we? Because unfortunately, in your mid and late 30s, you still are here buying and purchasing dimes. This is retarded. Okay, so for Felicia Rashad, she was backing him up. You know, this whole finally thing. She's happy that he got out because what she's saying is, I don't believe you did it. You were wrongfully committed. You were locked up, and you shouldn't be locked up, and finally you're out. I am happy. I don't think that it's all women who's possibly saying this, because so much has transpired during his, you know, public case and everything, and so many different points and views and opinions have been put out there. But it's now we would have someone like that co-signing. You don't know if women at that college or men who have sisters or mothers or girlfriends or whoever have ever experienced something like that. And I'm sitting here looking at you, watching me rehearse on this stage, knowing that you're okay with someone being accused of. No, I don't want that around me. So I think she should get fired. And nobody's paying attention to that. Again, you're paying attention to who she is, you know. And I completely agree with Minister AJ too. You have to be very careful. Also, you were very close professionally with this man. There's so many conspiracy theories about these people doing these kind of things with the kids and the women, and then it comes out that the people who work closest to them have been a part of it. Now, do you want to go down as possibly getting looked at as someone who has something to do with this? Just shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Keep it to yourself, but now, well, I guess, you know, maybe she's mad because there was no more royalty checks coming in when they canceled Cosby's show. I don't know, but you can't say everything.
Well, listen, is there a comment? Thank you for your comment, because I'm getting ready to respond to something you said. I was looking as you were speaking. Is there a comment, a further comment, a clarity given, some clarification
on the
given?
On the other one?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, so Brother Al, I'm going to let you respond.
Oh, okay. What I was saying is some people think because, you know, it's legal a certain state that it's okay. It don't matter about none of that. When you go to qualify for these games and stuff like that, that don't count. You cannot do it when you are going to the Olympics and all these big contests. You can't do it. So it don't matter if it's legal where you at. That's just a law. You cannot test positive for it, period.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Al. Actually, that was part of my point. My point was, it doesn't matter to me what happens in your house. So for argument's sake, we have some dumb, stupid parents who say, well, if you got to smoke, I'd rather you smoke at home. How many times have we heard that? We know that there were parents who say, oh, come on, smoke. But does that mean that you can smoke in the school? Does that mean you can smoke in the church? You have to know your limitation. Your limitation says that I have been allowed to smoke at home, but that activity cannot take place everywhere. So you go to Pastor KL's job, and you apply for a job. Now, guess what? You will have to follow the rules of that house. So regardless of what your state has allowed you to do, you are now, like Brother Al said, you are now in Tokyo, where the games rules preside and take precedence over anything you got going on in your personal life that you are allowed to do at home. You're allowed to beat on your partner if they let you. But if you go over there and on their premises while they are holding those Olympics, you go over there fighting, they have every ability to take you and get you off their premises and put you out of the games. So it's fine if we can, you know, we're allowed to do it at home, but that really has no basis on what we're talking about. What we're ultimately talking about is giving up opportunity for this. So if you want to go with the flow of your stupid state that says, yes, you can smoke weed and we allow you to do it and it's fine and there will be no, you know, protocols and repercussions, that's a wonderful thing for you. But know that you can't do that everywhere. So you're going to have to be very, very, very careful. Now I want to go to something that Shanti said about the people on the college campus. Well, one of the people who's fighting for her to get fired, she has had her experience personally with a sexual assault. So, yet, that's exactly what Shanti just got finished saying. This is what we have to think about. These people take this personal because guess what? It is personal. It is personal. It becomes personal if your child got robbed and mugged
every time you hear about somebody getting robbed and mugged, you're going to be on one side of that fence. You have no tolerance for it. You're not trying to hear nothing about it. Put everyone in jail who does that to people, especially if they never were able to find out who did it to yours. So, yes, these people are speaking from personal. This is rooted in them, and that's what they're seeing this as. I personally will give my interpretation when I do my closing as to whether I feel, you know, she was supporting him or whether it was in any other vein. But, yes, so we thank you all for participating in this conversation today. Definitely was not where we were going. But, and I have to tell you, I'm going to say this. I was up till about 3:30 this morning, and I had no thought. When I tell you my brain was fried, my brain is fried. I had no thought. And to think that God would pull this out today is amazing. Amazing. God will always step in, excuse me, when we're doing what he needs us to do. So I thank all of you, all of your comments and everything. We're going to shift gear for a minute. And as a matter of fact, let me, before we go any further, let me give our benediction. And I'm going to go with the one that everyone knows. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21. Okay. So we officially say amen. All right. We have a presentation. Lady Tamika, are you there? We'll say
yes,
good morning,
ma'am,
to you.
I am here. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. What you got for us, girl?
All right. I heard today's your birthday and wondered what I'd do to show how much it's due time, greatly appreciate you. Well, thank you for your laughter and all your wisdom forward. Acronym King, his words save our lives, rescuing us from destruction, keeping us from death. With his words, wishing a great day to you, sir, happy birthday from its due time. Hey, acronym King, while your words save our lives, rescuing us from destruction, keeping us from death. With your words, wishing you a great day to you, sir. Happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday, AJ. Happy birthday to you, sir, from its due time.
Happy birthday, Minister AJ.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lady Tamika. Thank you so very
much,
ma'am, for your presentation. We so appreciate you. And we really, at the last minute, we're pulling this stuff out, and she didn't customize words and everything. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and we pray you have a blessed day, Lady Tamika.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
All right. Pastor KL, we'll give you an opportunity to wish Minister AJ.
Oh, man, to my brother, my nephew, my son, happy birthday. Man, you're getting old, bro. You're getting old. But with age comes wisdom, and I thank God for your growth in the gospel, being a co-laborer. It is an honor sitting next to the chair next to the man. Happy birthday and have a great day.
Ah, amen. Amen. Where you at, Brother Al?
Oh, yeah. I want to say happy birthday to Minister AJ. May God bless you to see many, many more. You know, keep doing what you're doing. It's a pleasure to be one of your sidekicks on here, hearing the knowledge that you put down, and just keep doing what you're doing. And as I always say, I'll say it one time for you. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, for real, indeed. Well, the children of Israel.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, we're about to shut your mic off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Let's give Vivian an opportunity to say happy birthday to Minister AJ. Good morning, Viv.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy birthday, Minister AJ. Happy birthday to the acronym King. I remember when I first started the church, everybody was talking so highly of you and your skills. I didn't get the pleasure of being able to witness that, but I have the utter pleasure to be able to witness it here on AC's Power of Success, and I'm very grateful to have been a part of the team with you. So happy birthday to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much for all your wisdom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Viv. And we pray you have a blessed day as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Shantice. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. Shantice, your opportunity to wish Minister AJ a happy birthday.
Yo, just wishing my bestie Minister AJ a very happy birthday. You better not be working today.
You know, you find your way to bully people.
She bullies him on his birthday.
Yes.
Use today to relax. You work all the time. You work so hard. Take the day to relax. It's thanking God that he allowed us to build this friendship from back in 2005. And you just played a very instrumental role in me, you know, my walk with Christ. And you always correcting me and getting on me. And I know that if I need godly counsel, you are one of the first people that I can call and know that you're going to give me the real. And I love you, and I just hope you enjoy your day. Woo! Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Willie. All righty. So the Due Time crew has had an opportunity to wish you, Minister AJ, a happy birthday. So let me give my salutation to someone who I look at as a son, and you have come through many a day for me in the times when I was ill, the times that I was well. I just want to say, before you go, can you, and you understand what that means. One more thing. Thank you for being that one more thing person. You know, every time, you know, you're ready to leave, I'm like, wait, before you go, just realize we need help with something else. And you have never, ever failed to just accommodate my needs. I remember when I came home from the hospital after I'd been in there for 2 weeks, and when I came home, you had painted, and
it was just, I was so moved, and I will never forget that, and as well as other times. As far as you being on this particular broadcast, God really put it on my heart to include you, and I have to say that amazing, amazing, amazing. I have watched you shine and grow, like Pastor KL said, right before our eyes. And as Tamika's song lyrics, you know, the acronym King, you just give a word from God that nobody else gives. You put, you have your own ring that no one else has. And it is such a joy to listen to it and be able to walk away. And I'm like, wow, AJ, again. So not taking away from anybody else, but today is your day. So shine, shine, and take a day to yourself. As a hardworking dad, I don't always agree, but a hardworking dad nonetheless, who has his heart in the right place, who ensures that his children get by any means necessary, is a joy and a pleasure to watch. And as a single mother, I applaud you. I applaud you. So thank you so much for being who you have been in my life, who you have been to this particular ministry. It is an amazing journey. And to have you on board is more amazing. So thank you so much. We love you dearly. Definitely could not do this without you. All righty. So be blessed, my brother, and enjoy your day.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Gentlemen, you have done a phenomenal job today with our impromptu conversation, and I give God thanks for you just rising and jumping to the occasion. Have a blessed day.
Have a good weekend. Get some rest.
You too. Enjoy yourself, AJ.
All right. Okay. Let me turn off these microphones. Okay, so we're talking today about missed opportunities. Well, you heard my ranting and raving regarding the young lady giving up her opportunity in the Olympics. And to me, it doesn't matter if she gets another chance. You know, it's I think a lot like Shantice, and you know, just simmer down. When I say it doesn't matter, because this generation specifically is the type of generation who wants it right now. It wants it right now. And the fact that they take things so lightly, the mindset of this generation, they take things so lightly, is scary. And they need to understand, and they're going to learn the hard way. I'm watching them, and they are much different than the millennials. They're going to learn the hard way that you're going to blow. You're going to blow, and you're taking things too lightly. You're throwing caution to the wind. Somebody said it, and I don't know if it was Brother Al, but, you know, said, well, you know, this is a way to kind of simmer down, you know, like you're under pressure, and now, you know, you're going to take that hit of that weed, and now, you know, it's going to help you feel better, chill out, you know, whatever. And now you're giving up an opportunity just to kind of get your head together, just to kind of, you know, knock that edge off. And, you know, you have to think a little deeper. You have to think a little more, or you have to think a little further than that. And you should, because you need to. And, you know, I pray that, you know, this is a lesson learned for her. That's the prayer of the righteous, that this is a lesson learned, where, you know what, seize the opportunity that God gives you. And, you know, this may not be, and you may get a second chance, but it may not be at the level where you are. So, you know what, You know, let that be a lesson for God spares your life in future living when you do have other opportunities, and let other people learn. I pray that other people will learn from her. You don't have to learn from your own mistakes. We're talking about Felicia Rashad, and I'm going to read her quote again. She says, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." She was only talking about one thing, and let me tell you how I know, because I also reminded you of 2015 when she made the statement, "Forget these women." And as she was dismissing the accusations of two accusers, you meant one thing, and that one thing was, hey, you know, she shouldn't have been there. This ain't got nothing to do with, you know, somebody else. You know, the white man, you know, gets it, and no, they don't get it, and now we getting it, and not, no. Mm-mm, they ain't got nothing to do with none of that. This has every bit to do with just what she said. She said a wrong is being corrected, not from a person who has admittedly said, hey, I did this. Even if he admitted it to one person, then we should want to see justice done. The prayers of the righteous should say that finally, after all those years, now this ain't something that happened yesterday. And see, that's what we have to, we preach this. We preach that you can run, but you cannot hide from God. That the reward will be given for the fruit of your labor. You listen, just when Jesus comes cracking that sky, ain't going to be the only reward or the only payment and penalty on Judgment Day. We're going to have to face stuff here right now. And see, here's the problem. He thought he had been forgotten. He thought that he had gotten away with it because it had been so long. Not only him, but all the other white and other black perpetrators as well. So now, after all these years, you finally come up and say, okay, I did it to this person. Then you have every bit of those days. I don't care if I'm with Brother Al. If you're 102 and God has decided to now snag you for something you did back when you were 22, then who am I to say that it's too late for you to serve that injustice? No, we have to pay for the, we have to pay the price of what we do. And unfortunately for you, God waited till you became 82, where if they gave you 10 years and you had to live out every one of those 10 years, you were not coming up out of there, you know, popping, you know, well, back to where you used to be. No, God ain't made no mistake. At 82 or 80 whatever, you had to now face, and that was minor. That was minor in comparison to, remember, 3 to 10, so whether there just happened to be a technicality. Well, there's God's mercy and grace. However, we don't know what he's going to face on the outside. You know, again, this is what I said. We don't have the mind of Christ, so therefore, or God. So here we are. You didn't got out on the technicality. Your days on the outside might be worse than your days on the inside. We don't even know how God is going to, you know, lay this all out for you. And you might be sweating, saying, "Phew, ooh, thank God I'm out of there." And yet come on the outside, and it's worse, a worse experience now that you have committed that crime. Again, you got to register at 80 some as a sex offender. So, oh my goodness, do you really want to have to face that now? Not me. I wouldn't want to. So it behooves us to make sure we do right now so that we don't pay for it later. Okay, that's our message. Thank you, men. All right, we really going to get down to a whole lot of stuff God is going to be snagging us for. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things.
is Pastor Steph signing off. And I want to thank my due time crew, my men of warfare. Thank you, Pastor KL, for coming up out your sick bed and doing what you do. And thank you for Brother Al, you're taking them kids off that bus. And Minister AJ, whatever you're doing today on your special day. I want to thank our Lady Tamika for giving us our birthday shout-out and for all the due time crew who helped us. And thank you, Shantice, for being on the back end. Thank you, listeners, for listening and participating all week, giving us your thoughts and your time. We appreciate you big time. Thank you so much. Well, here we are again with the offer that says, accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. Oh, thank God it's Friday.